I wonder, yeah, that's it. Come on, we've got time for you to get in a good, I want you to get in a good spot so you can see. And we're going to practice something. I need all your kids. We're going to welcome him. We're going to say, come on, Juggling Jay. Can you do that? Let's try it. Come on, Juggling Jay. Let's do it. Come on. Come on, Juggling Jay. Okay, I welcome J.W. Smith to
you. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Pastor Smith. Stop it. Okay, a little more. No, stop it. Okay, a little bit more. No, that's good. All right. Thank you very much. Y'all stopped. No, keep. Okay, all right, fine. We'll move on. Thank you for the applause. Thank you for your attention. It's so good to be here. Thank you so much, Sumter, for having me come here. If you have ever seen me before or if this is your first time, raise your hand. I'll repeat. If you have ever seen me before or this is your first time, everybody, raise your hand. All right, it's good to see you. Welcome back and welcome forward and anybody else that has not seen me before. I am Juggling Jay, and I am actually related to your pastor. His brother is my dad, if you can see the resemblance right here. It's getting there, getting a lot closer than it used to be for sure. I'm so grateful that they've invited me to come here today, and I got something really exciting to share with you. I picked this thing up the other day. It's been a little while, actually. I've had it for a while, and the guy said there was this crazy, weird thing that goes on with this pom-pom stick. And he was right, because I've been exploring with it a little bit, playing around with it, and whenever I pull on this yellow pom-pom, something happens that I think is supposed to happen. But let me see. I think y'all are some smart kids out here, right? Y'all pretty smart. What do you think would happen if I pull on this yellow pom-pom? Let's see if it makes sense that the green one goes up and down with the yellow pom-pom, right? That makes so much sense. Absolutely. But then here's the weird thing, though. See, whenever I went over here to reach on and pull on the red pom-pom, something strange happens. What do you think? Same thing happens. The blue's going to come up, right? Let's see if... Wait a second. The green one came up. So you're telling me the red pom-pom's connected to the green one. So if I let go of the red one, that green one should go back down, right? That makes the most sense, right? Wait a second now. So the red pom-pom is connected to the blue pom-pom. Okay, I got it. And then you're telling me on this side over here, the yellow pom-pom is connected to the green one still, right? Let's make sure that we're all... Are y'all awake yet? I'm just saying, I feel like the yellow pom-pom was connected to the blue pom-pom just now, but you're telling me it's connected to the green pom-pom. And then the red one is connected to the green pom-pom, which is also connected to the blue pom-pom. And then somehow I pull on this green one and it does that too. And so we got yellow connected to the blue, which is connected to the green. I don't know my colors. Red is connected to the green, which is also connected to the blue, which is connected to the green. And the yellow and the red and the blue and the green, and they all seem to be connected. And I know you told me, that we got some smart kids out here and you know how all these things are connected. But you think you figured it out, haven't you? You think you realize what's going on, but you have no idea. You thought they were all connected, but they're not. So, I start with this trick to let you know that you think you maybe you know what Kids Church is all about. Maybe you know what Sunday school is all about, but today I want you to believe and see that some things you might not really understand yet, but hopefully by the end of it you'll get the lesson of the preaching part. But if you see something crazy and wild, understand I'm not doing magic tricks. I'm doing things called illusions, but it's designed to mess with your mind just a little bit and keep your attention. Is that all right? Did you like the pom-pom trick? Is that okay? Also, remember, everything's connected, even if you can't see why. All right. I know y'all have been sitting for a really long time, right? Like at least 2 minutes, which is in kids' church a long time. So here's what we're going to have to do. I need everybody in here to pick an age between, say, 5 to 11. If you're already there, good, stay there. If you're not there, find an age between 5 and 11 years old. And I want you to keep that age in your mind. On the count of three, I want you to shout that age out. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I heard some sevens, some eights, some loud sevens for sure. Well, anyway, I'm glad now that all of us are in kids' church together and we're all kids together, so we can all participate in this, right? Adults who are 7 and 8. Well, I promise not to tire you out too much, but if everybody could stand again one more time. Oh, yes. You've been sitting for too long. We're going to get a little crazy. Is that okay? Is that okay? Okay. I'm going to play a little song, and it's got some actions to it. It's really simple to follow along with me. Just do the actions with me, and then there's a point where we're going to, like, find somebody to give a high five to, find some different people, have fun, interact a little bit, get out of your seat for just a moment. Here we go. Clap your hands. Yeah, yes. Woo. All right, here we go. Follow me. We're all in this together, and we're having fun. We're here to spread the love of God to everyone. Gonna get a little crazy, a little wild. Here we go now, come give it. So move it to the left. Scoot to the left a little bit, scoot to the left. Now back to the right. Scoot to the right, scoot to the right. Find somebody that you don't know and give them a high five. Give them a high five. Woo! Stomp your feet louder. Wave your hands up high. Find somebody else now. Give them a high five. Give them a high five. Yes. Sing, oh, 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 oh. This is kids' church. This is fun. Woo. Oh, oh. Ready? Here we go again. We're all in this together and we're having fun. We're here to spread the love of God to everyone. Get a little crazy, little wild. Here we go now, come give it. So move it to the left. Scoot to the left, scoot to the left, to the left, to the right. Scoot to the right, to the right, to the right. Find somebody else that you can give a high five. Give a high five. Yeah, high five. Stomp your feet louder. Stomp. Wave your hands up high. Find somebody else. Give them a high five. Woo! Yeah. Sing, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I love it, guys. You're getting into it. Nice. Oh. Sing, oh. Oh. One more time. Move it to the left. Move it to the left, yes. Back to the right. Find somebody that you don't know. And give them a high five. This is Kids Church. You love it. You love it. Yeah. Yes. Stomp your feet louder. Wave your hands up high. One more time. Find somebody. Give them a high five. Yes. Yes. Good job. Oh, oh. Oh. Oh, oh. And you may be seated. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Thank you for your participation. Whew. Does anybody else need a breather? I do. But you're all between 5 and 11, so you got plenty of energy, and you're good to go. We ready for the next thing? Yeah, I got two of you. All right, this one you don't have to stand up for. I'll do all the work. You just sit back and enjoy. Oh, You know, if you see something you like, I don't mind the clapping. You already found that out, right? Anything? No? Okay. I guess you're saying, oh, we need more. We need more. That's not a good enough. Let's see what happens. If we can get a little more. A little more. A little more. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's worth a clap. Okay. Oh. Woo. Let's see if we can do. Uh-oh. You didn't see anything. Maybe you did. I don't know. There we go. Woo. Wow. Woo. All right. Thank you very much. What's that I hear? More? More? Oh, come on. Let's see. More, you say? Whoa. Woo. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, what was that? More, more, you say? This much more? How about one more? Nothing. Come on, more. I don't know. Let's see if we can do. Nothing. Come on. That's pretty good, right? More. Okay. Here we go. Uh-oh. I have a problem. You hear what's happening? My music's going away. I can't juggle without music. There's a little bit. I could have done something, right? How about, okay. That's how much that music's worth. Is that, y'all are looking disappointed. I've lost the smiles. You, what? What did you say? Again, you think, but I can't juggle without music. What am I gonna do? Oh, wait a second. Oh, we're good. We got another song. All right, cool. Here we go. We got another song. Woo! Whoa! Hey! Clap, 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 clap! Hey! Hey! Whoa! Woo! Blah, 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 blah. That was nasty. Woo! There we go. And thank you so very much. Woo! Oh. For yes! Yes! Oh no! You didn't see that either! Oh my goodness, I had some disappointed fans, but thank you so very much for loving what you saw. That is the end of the juggling for now. Maybe there'll be more later. But for now, y'all been sitting too long. It's kids' church. I need everybody to stand up again. Stand up again. Everybody stand up again. Gotta stand up. All right, this time you're going to stay at your seats. But we're going to play a game called Robot Tiger Cow. The rules of this game are simple. You can either choose to be a robot, a tiger, or a cow. Whenever I give the signal to decide, you have to not only know what animal you choose or creature, because the robot's not an animal, but you also have to act like your choice. So robot, whatever a tiger does, rawr, or what would a cow do? Right? Okay. So here's the game. Everybody participates at the same time. two of the groups will have the majority, and one of the groups will have the least number of participants in that particular animal or creature group. Whatever group has the least number of participants, those people sit down. So if it was like robot, tiger, cow, and there was less tigers than anybody else, all the people that chose tiger that time sit down. Is that clear as mud? Okay, cool. So are you ready? I want everybody right now to decide in your mind, robot or tiger or cow. And on the count of three, you're going to have to act like your animal, and then we're going to have to do a quick poll and see which one has the fewest participants. Are you ready? Count of three, ready to act like your animal or creature. One, two, three. All right, stop. Good. Now, thank you. Stop. Make your animal noise one time and stop. All right, cool. Raise your hand if you were a robot. Raise your hand if you were a robot. Raise your hand if you were a tiger. Raise your hand if you were a cow. Woo. All right, so robots are going to sit down. If you were a robot, have a seat. If you were a robot, have a seat. Now, all three are back in play again. So you could be robot, tiger, or cow again. Are you ready? In count of three. One, two, three. All right, and stop. Now, raise your hand if that time you were a robot. Raise your hand if that time you were a tiger. Raise your hand if that time you were a cow. More robots, or less robots than anyone again. So robots, have a seat. Looks like robots not the best choice. But maybe it will be this next time. Who knows? Maybe they're going to go for that one because it's been the last two times. Who knows? You can change your animal or creature if you want to. If you don't want to be the robot anymore, you want to be the tiger or cow or whatever, whichever one you want to be. On the count of three, ready? One, two, three, choose. And stop. All right. If you were the tiger, raise your hand. If you were the cow, raise your hand. If you were the robot, raise your hand. Oh, if you're a robot, have a seat again. Robot just must not be the right one. All right, here, I'm going to switch the rules this time. I can do that because I got the microphone. This time, it's the majority. Whichever one has the most people in it, that's the group that's going to sit. So think about it. Are you going to be a robot, tiger, or cow? And if you're part of the majority group, you have a seat. All right, here we go. One, two, three. All right, and stop. Whatever your animal was, if you were the robot, raise your hand. If you were the tiger, raise your hand. If you were the cow, raise your hand. I think it was more tigers that time. Tigers sit down this time. Tigers have a seat and stay seated. Who do we have left? A few more here, a few here. All right, we're getting close to the end. We're almost done. All right, this time, again, majority sits down. If you're part of the biggest group, that group sits down. Robots, tigers, cows, go! One, two, three, go! Make your noise. All right, stop. Stop, 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 stop. If you were a robot, raise your hand. If you were a tiger, raise your hand. If you were a cow, raise your hand. I think tigers sit down again. Tigers, have a seat. Don't get back up again if you're already seated. All right. We'll do this one more time, and then whoever's still standing will be part of the winning group. Are you ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. And stop. If you were a robot, raise your hand. If you were a tiger, raise your hand. If you were a cow, raise your hand. Whew. It looks like the robots and the cows were the most groups. So sit down, and then the tigers in the middle would be the ones that would be remaining. Congratulations to anybody that was a tiger that last round. You were the winner. Give a round of applause, everybody. And you may now return to your seats. All right, guys, have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. All right. Now, I know we already took up an offering earlier, but I was a little too slow to get my money out in time. Actually, here was the problem. Hey, guys, check this out. Here was the problem. We tried to take up an offering, but I didn't have any money. I'm broke. I was so poor. Matter of fact, it's because when you're married, your wife just kind of burns up your money so fast. It's gone. That's her right there. So I wasn't able to get in on that offering earlier. You know, do it again. What do you mean? You wanted to see something on fire? You got to be nice to the evangelist. You can't tell him to burn his hand off. Put your hand in it, he says. I got more stuff to do. I need this hand. So here's the thing, though. I wasn't able to give in the offering with money today, but I do have something that I can give to God, and I think all of us have something we can give to God. How about praise? Can we give God an offering of praise, an offering of thanksgiving? Let's do that right now. Let's stand one more time. Stand up. Let's say, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for your presence and your power and your might. God, I thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do in this service from this moment forward. Nothing else matters but you, God. You are one in control and in charge, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And while I have you standing, I do have one more song. This one, a bit of a slower song, but it's another one of those worship songs that I would love if you would participate with me. It's the song Waymaker. God is a Waymaker. I'm going to do some actions with it, but if you know the song and you want to worship in your own way, that's okay too. But if you will stand up and just do these actions with me or worship Jesus in your own way. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are here. Moving in our midst, I worship you. Say, I worship. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. You're working in this place, God. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Sing that again. You are Waymaker. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. So you are here. You are here. You're touching every heart, touching all hearts. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every life. I worship you. I worship you, God. You are Waymaker, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Let's give him praise and worship in this part. Say, that is who? That is who you are. Hallelujah, Jesus, mighty God, mighty God. That is who you are. Oh, Lord, we worship you. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. This part says, when I can't see, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Good. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. See, you are the Waymaker, God. Your miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, Waymaker. I worship. I worship you. Hallelujah. Let's worship him right now. Lord, we worship you, God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your favor, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. All right. Who's having fun so far? I sure am. The sweat's dripping off my face, but I'm having a good time. Whew. I wonder, has anybody heard of this Bible verse? I'm going to teach you. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Have you heard that verse before? You think you could say it with me if I said it a couple times? You can repeat it with me? Repeat after me first. Say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Can we say it one more time all together? Ready? Here we go. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Now, what does that mean? It means in our heart. We have sins, we have problems, we have things that we've done wrong that we need to get out of our lives. Things that we shouldn't have done that we know we're not supposed to do and God says don't do them, but we maybe have done them anyway. We are actually born, the Bible says we were born in sin. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. We've all messed up and we need him to change our heart and change our nature, change who we are and make us more like him and have his spirit come live in us. So I want to keep that in your mind. By the end of the service, we're going to pray that every single one of us have our hearts changed, created a new heart in us, and God's spirit living in us. But I'm going to tell a story first, and I might need some help with this. Somebody willing to help me? Raise your hand if you're a volunteer willing to help me, even though you have no idea what the story is about. You have no idea what I'm going to do to you. You're okay with it? You trust me that much? You don't even know me. Wow, come on up. All right. If you trust me that much, I got to choose you. Come on. All right, so I told you, you trusted me too soon. You trusted me too soon. Oh, man, he says. All right, can you see? Now I can. All right, cool, we're good. Now you can see. So, what's your name? What is it? Caden? All right, your new name right now is going to be Jacob. Jacob. Has anybody ever heard of Jacob in the Bible? Heard the story of Jacob maybe in Sunday school? Jacob had a brother. I'm gonna rush through first part of the story because we got the second half to get to. So the first part of the story is Jacob had a brother. He was an older brother. His name was Esau. And Jacob cheated Esau. Jacob's name in the Bible actually means cheater, deceiver, liar, that type of person. So Jacob was that type of person. Are you that type of person? I hope not. Just say no. Are you good? So you're a good guy. But anyways, for our story, Jacob was a cheater. He was a stealer. He was a liar. He was a deceiver. He was not the best guy. And he cheated his brother out of something that was called the birthright, which was something that his older brother was deserving of just because he was born first, and cheated him out of blessing and cheated him out of all this stuff. And his brother was mad at Jacob and he was going to kill Jacob. And Jacob had to run away, had to flee. His mom helped him escape from getting killed by his older brother Esau. And so Jacob was living in this faraway land for many years, got old, got married, had kids, had a couple of wives, actually. It was kind of, anyway, but yeah, oh, whoa, he's done. All right, had all these, and while he was gone, though, the Lord blessed him, and he was able to get a lot of animals and crops and money and things and stuff, and he was a pretty rich guy. But God told him, you need to go home. Time to go back home to where Esau is. And Jacob was like, oh, no. Because he knew what he had done to his brother. He knew he had cheated him. He knew he had messed him up. And his brother was so mad and still wanted to kill him. And all these years later, was still going to kill him. And he's like, I got to do something. I can't go back just like this. I can't go back as the stinky old guy that nobody likes. Right? I can't go back as the cheater and the liar and the deceiver. So on his way back, he had a couple of encounters with God. And one of these encounters, he came to this place. You want to come with me? Came to this place. And he laid down. There we go. And he laid down, and he fell asleep, and he had a vision, and he saw these angels going up and down this kind of like escalator kind of thing, the stairway up and down into heaven. And then later on, he woke up. He woke up, and he's still heading home, but he still knows problems are on the way there. But then he has another encounter with God whenever he gets to the point. He's almost home, but he knows his brother, and the brother's got 400 soldiers. soldiers after him, going to kill him and going to attack him. And he gets to this place where he says, you know what? Maybe if I offer him kind of like some kind of peace offerings, how about I split my family and my possessions and all my stuff up into two groups, and I'm going to send them ahead of me, and maybe my brother will see all the stuff that I'm sending and will think, oh, well, maybe I can just forgive him because I'll get all the stuff or something. What, I don't know what he was thinking. But anyway, this is his plan. Like, I'm going to send all my wives and my kids and my animals and my money and all that stuff ahead of me. But then he has one more night before he reaches home where brother is. And this time, he's at his point of desperation. He doesn't want to go home the way that he is. He knows he can't go home as Jacob. He knows he can't go home as this cheater and liar because his brother's going to kill him. So he has this encounter with, I was researching, and some say it's God himself. Some say it was an angel of God. Whichever it was definitely an encounter with God or angel, whoever. It was a supernatural encounter with the power of God. And he wrestles with this angel or this being of God. And he starts, wrestle with me. Grab me. Wrestle. And the angel was like, well, yeah, pretty good. All right. Yeah, a little more. He yelled at him, apparently. Must have been intimidating. Must have been scary. Got any more? Okay. And he wrestled all night long and all night long. And it was getting to the daybreak, and the man was saying, hey, you got to let me go. It's getting light outside. I got to go. It's getting morning time. And Jacob was saying, no. Say no.
No.
No. No. Not until you bless me. Say that.
Not until you bless me.
Good. Yes. Not until you bless me. And the man was like, you got to let me go. Finally, he reached out and touched a part of his leg and took it out of joint, and the muscle shriveled up and did all this thing. And Jacob was kind of like hobbling now, walking crooked and stuff, but still wouldn't let him go. And so finally, the man that he was wrestling with said, what do you need? I need a blessing. I need a change. All my life, I've been known as cheater, as deceiver, as liar, as stealer. All my life, I've been known by that. And even now, with your leg out of joint and you're walking crooked and you're still so desperate that he's not willing to let go of his opportunity to have a change in his life. And finally, the man says that he's wrestling with said, what's your name? What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob. Which to the man meant liar, cheater, deceiver, stealer, bad guy. And the man said, no longer will you be known as Jacob, but now your name is going to be changed to Israel. Stay right there. Your name is now Israel, and as a prince, you have power with God. He had an entire name change, and not just his name, but his entire lifestyle. No longer was he cheater, liar, deceiver, but now he is his Israel prince who has power with God. Amen. Somebody clap your hands. He got his blessing. He got his miracle. But check this out. One more part of the story. Your leg didn't get healed. It stayed with that limp. And I believe this is for a purpose, because now Israel has a new walk. Before, he used to walk like this. Now he's got a little limp to his walk. Walk behind me. Israel doesn't walk like he used to walk. Israel doesn't talk like he used to talk. Israel doesn't go to the same places that he used to go to. Do y'all hear me? Israel doesn't look at the same websites maybe that he used to look at. Israel doesn't tell the same jokes, follow me this way, that he used to tell. Israel doesn't say the same bad words that he used to say. Israel doesn't do the same sins that he used to do, because he's got a new walk now. He's got a new walk in Christ. He's got a new walk in God, right? So he doesn't walk like he used to walk. And that's what happens when you get an encounter with God and he changes your heart and he changes your life, changes you into someone, a new creature. You get a new walk. Amen. A musician team, if you can go ahead and come, we're going to close here quickly. You can have a seat. Give him a round of applause. Thank you very much. Jacob, liar, cheater, deceiver, thief, stealer, no longer known by that name. Now Israel, a prince who has power with God. I'm going to close with this object lesson, and then we're going to pray, we're going to sing, we're going to worship. God's going to change hearts, touch lives today. Inside this paper, I've gotten all the way down to the bottom here, and I have a heart, but if you can read this heart, it says sin. This heart is full of sin. Matter of fact, let's list some of those sins. Raise your hand if you think you could tell me an example of a sin, which is something bad that God doesn't want us to do. What would a sin be? What would example? Lying, okay, good. It's on there. Oh, let's put a, oh, that's not looking good to the heart. Whew. What's another sin? Stealing, absolutely. Whew. Steal, cursing, bad words, all right? It's right there. Murdering, killing, yeah, absolutely. Murder. How about cheating? Yep, cheating. I'm writing fast. How about disobey? Ooh, here's one. Disobeying parents or anybody else that tells you something you need to be doing. Disobey. What's some more sin? What else? Like disobeying your mom? Or back-talking or being rude to your mom? Yeah, absolutely. Well, all these sins. And look what they're doing every time we add a sin. Look what it's doing to our heart. Is this the kind of heart that you think you want to have? Is this the kind of heart you think Jesus would be pleased to live in? No. He's not going to want to live in a sinful, messed up heart. Now, but guess what? Here's the cool thing about Jesus. He doesn't have to. If our hearts, which the Bible says, our heart, oh, here I am. Our hearts are all like this when we're born. And over time, we do more sins and we add things to it. And this is what our heart looks like on the inside. It's torn up. It's no good. It's something that we have to get changed. But here's the thing. We can't change it on our own. We can't fix it by ourselves. So what do? We rip. Absolutely. You got it right, sir. We ask God for help, he said. We do that by repenting. We say, God, I'm sorry for those sins. Forgive me, God. Remember that verse at the beginning? Can y'all say it with me again? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Good. So we say, Lord, forgive me of those sins. I don't want to ever do those again. I don't want to be like Jacob anymore. I don't want to be cheater and liar and deceiver and stealer. But instead, I want to be someone who has power with you. I want your power living inside of me. I want your spirit living inside of me. Renew a right spirit in me. And here's what Jesus does. Remember that heart that was so sinful and destroyed and ripped up? He says, you know what? I'll create in you a clean heart. And in fact, I'll put my name on your heart. Brand new, new creature, clean heart, and his name written across it. And that's what happens when we repent of our sins. We say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me, I don't want to do anything bad anymore. Help me, Lord, never to do those things again. And then we get baptized in Jesus' name, and the water is like Jesus' blood, that it washes and washes those sins away. And then we get filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit lives inside of us, and we have a clean heart, and we have a right spirit living within us. And that can happen this morning for each and every one of you. Maybe you've never received the Holy Ghost before, and you're like, well, I don't even know what that means. It means that while you're praying, and you've repented of your sins, and you say, God, I'm sorry for those bad things. And then you keep praying a little bit more and you start telling him how awesome he is and how much you love Jesus and you're saying, God, I want you to live inside of me. I want your spirit to live in me. And while you're praying those words out loud, sometimes this is the amazing experience. While you're praying those words out loud, he will start taking over your words in a way that it starts turning into a language that you've never learned or spoken before. And we call that speaking in tongues, speaking with the Holy Ghost. And if you know Spanish, it's not going to be Spanish. If you know English, it's not going to be English. If you know Chinese, it's not going to be Chinese, because it's going to be a language that you've never learned. That's how it's like an amazing miracle and proof that you have the Holy Ghost. Because if I could just speak in Spanish and say I got the Holy Ghost, then that's because maybe I learned a little bit of Spanish. And maybe God didn't do that, but I was just saying the words. But if it's a language that I've never learned before, then it's very obvious, very much proof that it's God doing the speaking and not me. I'm surrendering my tongue and my words to him, and he speaks through me. So, and I want everybody to stand up. This is closing to the end. Y'all can go ahead and start. Yes, absolutely. I want every kid between the ages of 5 and 11, which we learned at the beginning of the service, is everybody. To, if you're feeling so inclined, to come up to the altar, if you're able, physically able to come on up to this front altar area. Prayer partners and parents and anybody that please come pray with the younger ones if you can, if you're able to. It's amazing to have people praying with each other. We're going to do two things. First, we're going to pray for repentance. We're going to ask God to say, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me for those bad things, and I don't ever want to do them again, like lying or cheating or stealing. We're going to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. And then we're going to do the second thing, which was start giving praise and glory and honor to God. And while we're talking and telling him how much we love him, and we're using our words out loud, he starts coming in and saying, I love you too. And you're mine. And I want to live inside of your heart. And while you're just talking out loud to him and telling him how great he is, he takes over your words and starts you start to speak in a heavenly language. And it's nothing scary. It's nothing weird. It's nothing woody, woody, woody. It's amazing power of God living inside of you. So I want all of us to do that first step first, that we're going to repent. Let's do that all together. Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the power and the anointing that we feel right now in this place. Thank you, God, that we've learned that you can change our nature, change our name, change our habits, change who we were, and make us into somebody new. In Jesus' name, I pray first that you would forgive me of any sin in my life. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry for lying or cheating or stealing or going to that website or saying that thing or doing that thing that I wasn't supposed to do. Lord, I'm sorry for it. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit in me. I want to get rid of anything bad that's not supposed to be there. Help me, Lord, to have a clean heart, a right spirit in my life. In Jesus' name, forgive me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just take about 30, 40 more seconds of this repenting and pouring it out. And he wants to hear your voice out loud. So if you're thinking them in your head, go ahead and start saying them. You don't have to say them real loud, but just speak them. Just say those words out loud to him right now. Jesus' name, forgive me. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I'm sorry, God. Help me, Lord. And this is for everybody across the congregation, not just the littles, but anybody. For all, it's his will that all would come to repentance. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, God, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, Lord, of our things that we shouldn't have done that we did. Or maybe things that we didn't do that we were supposed to do. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for forgiving. This is that point of wrestling. Maybe you're wrestling with some situations in your life. Maybe you're wrestling with some thoughts. Maybe you're wrestling with an idea that you're saying, I'm not ready yet, but God is here and he's saying, now is the time. This is that wrestling moment when I need you to just surrender and say, God bless me. God forgive me. God take those things away from me. Jesus' name, like Jacob was wrestling with the angel or with that man, like Jacob was wrestling with his thoughts and with who his nature was, like who his old self was. He wanted to be somebody different. This is that moment for you to say, God, forgive me. Clean me, God. And then let's start turning those words now into praise words. Let's get happy. Let's get excited. Let's expect Jesus to fill us with his spirit. Lord, I love you, God. Let's start telling him, I love you, Jesus. Say it. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Ghost. I thank you for the anointing and the power that's going to rest on each and every one of these young folks up here, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Jesus. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your anointing. Pour out your Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give honor and glory to you, Lord. We give glory and praise to you, God. Fill us, Jesus. Fill us, Jesus.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. You came to change my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. Change my life,
and I will praise you
forever,
worship
forever,
give you glory
forever, because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know. To the God who changed my life,
I will praise you
forever,
worship you
forever,
I'll give you glory
forever, because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know.
Holy Ghost. Find somebody else that you can pray with. Link in faith with them, believing. And this is for adults too, not just the little kids. Anybody can have their walk changed today. Change your nature. Let God change your nature. Change your heart. Create in each of us, Lord, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in all of us, God. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Find somebody to link up with and pray.
Forever,
worship
forever,
give you
forever,
Darkness, my God, that
Been enjoying being in church today. Amen. 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 And I mean, you can be seated if you'd like. How many appreciate Juggling Jay? Let's tell him how much we appreciate him being here. Amen. You notice we didn't let him juggle using the microphones to juggle with there. I believe he could have done it. But I'm glad that you're here, and we've been watching the weather report for hours. Yesterday was beautiful, and I was wanting that kind of weather today, but now it's not raining right now, but folks are looking at that weather map, and it's looking pretty grim. We had planned a good day of activities. We got the bouncy houses and stuff for the kids, had activities planned out there for everybody, and planning to eat on the outside. We do have food for you. I'll tell you, we have a contingency plan. We probably don't, you know, they can set some table. We've got some folks could sit down and eat. But we also have some takeout dishes. You know, if you'd like to do that and get something and just take it with you, we're prepared for that. But you were handed a ticket. Did everybody get a ticket? Everybody get a ticket. Where's Sister Gina? Okay, because she sort of ramrodded this and knows what's what, and she's got it divided up. Hey, let's cheer, Sister Gina. Come, hey, she's going to explain how this all works, and I'm assuming she's going to do the children first, right? Okay, this is all her ball game right now.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Victory, I need you. Okay, so we're going to do the kids first, and everybody has a ticket, right? Yes. Y'all ready? Okay, well, we're doing the kids first, and all the kids, y'all should have a white ticket. You need four? Okay, hold on, Brother Sam, can you? Okay, hold on. See him right there? He'll give you one. He's going to give you a ticket.
Can I get four, please?
No. Okay. Okay, so all our children have white ticket, right? Nobody lost their ticket, right? You got, everybody? Okay. She lost hers? Can you give them one, Sam? You need one? Okay. Y'all will get a red ticket. We'll get. Okay. I think they need one. put that in here.